won't probably meet the son, but I would, you mind if I ask his father?
I don't care what you ask him.
All right.
Ask him what they think of Miss Carrie. <All right. clears
throat> Well, I would appreciate your helping me if this fellow doesn't work out. I mean, he may not, you know.
You can tell.
Yes.
Well, the two boys, two Tibble boys that work, and Melvin is the one that you followed that you should ask. Hudie is his name. Yes. Let me see.
I talked to Melvin on the phone.
What?
Did you talk to Hudie? No, I talked to Melvin on the phone. And he told me to go out there and see whether his father was, you know, willing.
Said his father's willing.
He said I should go out there and find out whether he is. So I think I'll go out tonight and see whether he's willing to talk.
Let's see what if Melvin has a telephone.
I called him at the station.
You know, most any of them around here, anybody in this country around a visit, knows me, though.
Well, I called Melvin at the station and talked to him.
And John Melvin. Melvin is in the telephone book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in the telephone book.
He told me to go down Route 7 to where
Pledge Ridge Community.
To where?
It's in Pleasant Ridge Community, and that's where his daddy lives, too.
Uh-huh.
Billy Tidwell, Kathy Tidwell, a lot of Tidwells, Edward Tidwell.